Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. So get your favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's find out what kind of amazing messages we are going to get today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So it's time for us to learn about the magical DC love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, empath, Reiki master and teacher, and of course, a radio show host. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the masters, the angels, and every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. But the really cool thing about my connection with Joan is that she's left this door open and others have walked through it. And I've had access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source. It has given me the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of people. And prior to doing this life-changing work, imagine not doing, my background was in law enforcement. But I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I've come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong to, and it's the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings, everyone, and good morning from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people to see what it is about their lives they need to change in order to create what they actually desire, helping people get out of their habits, their fears, their limitations, so that they can actually have the freedom to live their lives the way they want to. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and you'll see two Learn More buttons. The Learn More button under DC's picture will take you to DC's website. So that is one of the ways that you can connect with DC. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website, to look around all of my websites. They are filled with information that I have gained over the years, and it may be just what you are looking for now. All right, it's time to find out what kind of amazing messages we are going to get today. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, Barbara, I want to start off by saying that I live in northeastern Pennsylvania, and we're presently under blizzard warnings because of Winter Storm Stella. Winter Storm Stella is under... Yeah, there's poor traveling conditions, roads are closing. I mean, it's just really, you know, it's really a now. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness. And then I heard there's no such thing as bad weather, only different kinds of good weather.
That's
so true.
I
guess I must have had the wrong perspective, Barbara, you know. And and then I heard sunshine is delicious, rain is refreshing, wind braces us up, and snow is exhilarating. So, in fact, there really is no such thing as bad weather. In fact, I have a different perspective, but we're going to go with that.
So, I
don't know how your weather is. Are you having any snow, Barbara?
No, it cooled off. We actually had to put our jackets back on because it had been in the 80s, and it went down, and I think it's in the 30s out there right now.
Okay, oh my goodness, we've had like really cold weather and now like the snow is coming. So what I did, my three grandchildren that live like about 25-30 minutes from me, I called them yesterday and I said, I want you to order takeouts. Order enough like for last night and for today because no one's going to be going anywhere, Barbara. So they were having a ball. They haven't been around. The last snowstorm like this, I believe, was in 1993. And they, of course, weren't around. So I said, eat your way through the storm of 2017. So that's what we started off by doing. But I'm going to start off. I had this message that I had channeled, and I was told this is what you have to start off with today. Love is always the answer. It has the power to change everything. There is no force greater than love. Love is always the way. A flower cannot grow without sunshine, and man cannot exist without love. Love is present everywhere. Love is the only reality. At this time, I'd like you to close your eyes and take a deep breath. As you breathe in, feel the love that is all around you. And as you exhale, release anything that is not love. Imagine what the word love would look like in your mind. What does it mean to you? Allow the power of this word to go wherever it wants to go. Can you see the word love? When you think about love, is there a special person or place that comes to mind? How does this word make you feel? It's such a small little word, only 4 letters, but yet it has such magnificent energy. Now, I ask you to think about God's love. Invite him in to be with you now and to help you understand how really important love is. Allow God's love to grow within. Take a few more deep breaths and continue to focus on the love that God has for you. Imagine that God is holding you in his loving embrace, and he wants you to feel how much he loves you. He wants you to know that you are worthy of his love and that his love endures forever. Take some time now and sit in this beautiful energy. Smile, because God does love you. Embrace this miraculous energy and allow it to permeate every cell of your being. God loves you, and then it goes from you and it fills the entire room. Continues outward to eternity. You are now completely filled with God's love. Please share this everlasting love with everyone you meet. God thanks you for this time that you have spent with him, and he wants you to know that he will be right here anytime you'd like to return. He waves goodbye for now and says, "Beloved ones, I love you." Slowly open your eyes and return when you're ready. Okay. And Barbara, it's hard to believe that the first day of spring is actually coming in 6 days. And it's my birthday, and that's why I think I waited till spring. I don't like winter. I'm hoping this is the last, little snowflake I ever see till next year. I'm not enthused with all this winter, weather. But what I had gotten from the angels a couple weeks ago was a little meditation, and it's really cool because the angels, they're coming in, and they want to help to clear our chakras, and they want to clear our living space as well. So sometimes people do like chakra meditations, but they don't realize that, your living space is also an example of your chakras. I don't know if you knew that, Barbara.
I hadn't thought about that. Boy, my chakras are a mess.
So the angels are here. They want to clear your living space and your etheric body as well. They're saying, beloved ones, it's equally important that you clear both. Our chakras are energetic centers in our body. When in alignment, they're open and free of any blockages, okay? And we're just going to deal with the 7 main chakras. They begin at the base of the spine, and they continue all the way up to the top of your head. And all these little centers contain vital life force energy. If they do become blocked or imbalanced, then the other chakras try to compensate. Now, our homes are a reflection of our chakras as well. So it is really beneficial to clear both our living space as well as our chakras. Okay, so we're going to begin in our basement if we have basements. But if you don't have a basement, it also resonates with your toilets. And this is otherwise known as the root chakra. And we have Archangel Santophon present. And he's the archangel associated with this area. And he's saying, beloved ones, if your basement is cluttered, you may in fact find as well you're having problems in your life with career or finance. Your etheric body, if unbalanced, may show signs in the area of your feet, your legs, your immune system, as well as having imbalances in regard to providing your basic needs. As well, your toilets are equally important because this is where energy is eliminated from the physical body. So Archangel Sandalphon asks that you close your eyes and envision roots from the base of your spine going all the way down to Mother Earth. See the beautiful red color that is associated with this chakra. It's beginning to glow very brightly. Allow this color to cleanse and balance your root chakra. Okay, so next we're moving up to the sacral chakra, and we have Archangel Shamuel coming forward. Now, the master bedroom is associated with the sacral chakra, as well as any spare bedroom that is used for other purposes. You may have a spare bedroom that you use as a home office, okay? This is very important space-wise in regard to love. And Archangel Shamuel is helping to clear the chakra, which is associated with the beautiful color orange, and it clears any negativity in this area. And it's located just below the navel. If this area is not balanced, you may feel like you're not in control of your life. As well, you may be having emotional issues, and you may not even love yourself, causing, you know, you issues in regard to having a healthy relationship with yourself and then another. There may be problems with sensuality and joy, as well as urinary or even reproductive issues. Archangel Shamuel asks that you take a few deep breaths, and on the in-breath, breathe in unconditional love. And then on the out-breath, breathe out anything that is not love. Now feel how much lighter you are, and notice how that beautiful orange color begins to even glow even brighter. Okay, so now we move up to the solar plexus chakra, and we have Archangel Uriel with us. And on a physical level, your bathrooms, your laundry area, your family areas, and other personal areas are associated with this chakra. You may notice as well, if it's not balanced, you may have a problem with owning your power or even issues with setting boundaries or manifesting. There may be self-esteem issues as well as issues with stress. You may notice allergies and fatigue. There may also be a disconnect body, mind, and spirit. Archangel Uriel begins to align this chakra and he transmutes any kind of blockages. You now see a beautiful yellow glowing light that begins to surround you. It feels as warm as the sun. And it is filled with vibrant energy. We now move up once again to the heart chakra, which is located in the middle of your chest. And we have Archangel Raphael now present. This area represents both physical and divine love. If this area is blocked, you may feel lonely. Not being able to move forward in your life, you may have a lack of compassion. And you may not feel your connection with the divine. This area is also associated with your kitchen, and your dining room, as well as your hallways. Okay, matters of the heart, as well as problems with your physical heart, may be of concern, and you may have an inability to connect with your joy. Archangel Raphael now surrounds you with his emerald green light, and you now feel it begin to permeate your heart area, and you see the light, it becomes brighter and brighter. Next, we move up to the throat chakra, and we have Archangel Michael with us. He is letting you know that if you do not have clear communication or you notice physical throat issues, this area may in fact be blocked. As well, you may notice problems with creativity and self-expression. There may also be physical thyroid issues. Archangel Michael is letting you know that your family room or living room are connected with this area. If this area is not clutter-free and you are not able to speak your truth, think about taking a look around and see if you can clear this area and see and just see if this will not help to restore balance. So Archangel Michael is surrounding you with a beautiful blue light. And you now feel this area clearing of any blockages. We proceed now to the third eye chakra, and we have Archangel Gabriel. And Archangel Gabriel is letting us know just how important this area is. If it is blocked, your intuition may be blocked as well. You may have trouble sleeping, and you may even have trouble envisioning your spiritual path and may have trouble with your eyes. Any area of your home that you use for spiritual rituals is represented by this chakra, as well as areas that are used for exercising the physical body. Archangel Gabriel clears the third eye of any debris, old energy, and fear. You notice your inner vision becoming much clearer. You are now able to connect more easily with your intuition, as well as your higher self. You feel connected and you trust your inner guidance. We now proceed to the crown chakra, which is the last of the seven main chakras. This is the area where we connect with our spirituality. Archangel Zadkiel is now present. This area is connected to everyone and everything, and we are one with all that is. It is our connection to Source. It correlates as well with your front door, an area that welcomes family and friends. Does yours have curb appeal? Do you have a welcome mat? Your bedroom is also included in this area. What does yours look like? Is your bedroom a sanctuary that you retreat to at the end of the day? What kind of bed do you sleep on? Do you feel well rested, as though you've slept on a cloud all night? If the answer to these questions are no, you may in fact have restless nights, feeling physically exhausted. You may have cognitive impairment, even a disconnect from spirit. Archangel Zadkiel now begins to illuminate this area. He also calls in Archangel Metatron. Both of these archangels are going to work together to restore balance and harmony to this area. A pure white light surrounds and permeates your crown chakra. Any blockages are dissolving. You feel connected with your consciousness. You are one with the divine. You embrace your unique energy and your connection to the universe. Beloveds, feel the love, balance, and healing that has taken place. You are now filled with physical and spiritual energy. You now feel more alive and well in a complete state of homeostasis. You are in complete balance, body, mind, and spirit. Please accept this great blessing and know that we, the archangels, will continue to light a path of healing and help to you and to keep your chakras in perfect alignment. Amen, and so it is. And those were the messages that I was guided, Barbara, to bring forth for today.
Wonderful. Well, I feel all cleared out now.
That's wonderful. I'm so happy.
Me too. All right, so let's find out what Jesus wants to say now. Here we go. Beloved ones, isn't it beautiful? All of that snow. Those of you who are experiencing this winter weather, remember that winter is a wonderland. Everything is covered with beautiful snow so that you can't live in what was there. You have to accept what is there. Winter is often a reminder to let go of the past because it covers everything up. You can't see it. You can't be it. You have to accept what is. It's a wonderful, beautiful, amazing reminder to move forward in your own lives. And then snow itself is such an amazing thing. It comes in, it falls, it's beautiful, it transforms everybody. Your world doesn't even sound the same. And then it melts and it's gone. And you have the opportunity to decide what's important to you. You are often given that opportunity to decide what's important to you. When you are doing your spring cleaning, remember, only keep what matters. And we know that there are some of you who never throw anything away. Anything. We encourage you to let that one go. It's time for you to start adjusting your life to what's actually important to you, to what actually matters in your life. So many of you have things in boxes and in closets and under your beds and everywhere else that you shove them, and you haven't opened those boxes for years. Why do you keep those things? How can they be important? If they're important, they're part of your daily life. You at least look at them every day. If you've had it for years and it's been in a box, let it go. This is the time when all of this shaking up is happening in the world. Everything is being shaken up so that you can see what's actually important. Do this in your personal life too. It will make the world of difference for you. It will bring you freedom. It will bring you space. You'll be able to breathe. You are learning who you are. You are learning what you are. And as you learn and grow and evolve, you are releasing the past. and that is part of the process. Do not ignore that part of the process. Go through your life, go through your things. And if it's not important to you, let it go. And if you feel like you can't let it go, take a picture of it. Then let it go, and you can always go back and look at the picture. It's time to declutter not just your physical body, but all of your life. How can you receive what is being given to you if you don't have any place to put it? How can you open your heart to love if it's all cluttered up with all of those old beliefs and walls and boxes? How can you be the very best that you are if nobody can see you because of all that stuff in the way? This is your call to change your life. This is your call to open up to your truth. This is your call to know that anything you need will always be provided, so you don't need to keep everything. You don't need to keep everything. You don't need to keep everything. It's okay to let go. So we ask that you spend time looking at your life, looking at your home, looking at your office, looking at your car. Is it filled with things that you don't use, but you won't let go of? So starting today, clear your life, clear your home, clear your car, clear your office, clear everywhere that you exist, and start living, really living, and being seen and being heard. It's time. The world needs you. It's time. We love you. And we are here with you. And if you need to know whether or not you need to keep something, ask us. We ask that you respect the answer that you get. And if the answer is to let it go, that you let it go. Your life is so much more than things. Stop letting things hold you back. All is well, even in the snow. You are loved. Okay, that's what he wanted to say.
Beautiful, Barbara. Thank you. I've had Ginger running around here this morning, and I'm yelling at Callie, Callie, knock it off. You know, and she's hiding behind a plant, Barbara, and she's looking at me like, are you okay? I've actually seen Ginger running through the rooms, and I'm yelling at little Callie, knock it off. So Ginger must be enjoying the weather, I guess, and, you know, and she's telling me, you know, there is weather. Oh, my goodness. What a crazy way to start the day.
Oh, that's too funny.
Oh, okay. My goodness. We have callers today, Barbara. I know, like I said, a lot of people are just going crazy. They're afraid and different things. So I wasn't sure we'd even have callers today.
We had one when I started channeling Jesus, and now that one is gone, and it's just you and me. There's nobody in the chat room either. Wow, that's unusual. That's
yeah,
really
Ginger
unusual.
Said, holy snow.
Okay, well, this is the part of the show
well,
where we...
She's been knocking on my door, and she's been knocking on your door, Barbara, with Joan. They've been knocking on our doors. Hello. I guess they want to take you and Betty and, you know, ride on over in the convertible and have some fun with us, I guess. Maybe, you know, have a snowball fight, a couple of igloos. We'll do something cool. And Ginger said, we'll make snow cones. Flavor, flavor. We've got a lot of snow, so we can make snow cones.
We don't have any snow here, and actually Betty is
we're going to bring
some
over here.
Asleep.
That's what they're going to be driving over. And they're ready, they have a snow cone machine. They want to know what your favorite flavor is. I like root beer.
My favorite flavor, it all depends on what kind of mood I'm in. I don't have just one favorite.
That's
you know,
cool.
It's like
that,
asking
that
me
works.
What my favorite color is. I can't tell you that either.
oh, goodness, what a crazy day.
Well,
and I know a lot of people
not.
Are at work, can't even get home, Barbara. So I do just, you know,
oh,
everybody just keep the... Yeah, so it's crazy.
So we need to send love to all of the snowbound people.
Yes.
All right. So they're all being filled with this beautiful energy of love. Oh.
Beautiful.
Well, that feels better, so.
Oh, goodness.
No, it doesn't actually do anything about the weather, but, you know, it's not really what's happening outside of you that's important. It's what's happening within you, what you're making of it, what you're putting
yes.
your importance on.
It's, you know, we just got to... Everything with a grain of salt, and I'm just going to let go. Like I said, you know, I heard there was no such thing as bad weather, only different kinds of good weather. So I'm going to go with that.
That's
I don't know
right.
if it was from Jesus or Ginger. I have no clue, but I guess it doesn't matter really, right?
No, it doesn't. You've got the message, and that's what's important.
It is. And I put on a funny message last night on Facebook. The weatherman actually had... like the different areas showing how much snow that we would be getting, and depending on how much snow, it gave you the amount of wine, how many wine bottles you should purchase for your area. So I think I was supposed to buy 25 bottles of wine, Barbara.
Oh, my goodness. Then you really wouldn't care about the snow.
You know, so I said, you know what, I have to be good for Morning with Jesus, and after that, I can't promise you anything.
Well, I hope you find something, you know, interesting and fun to do on this snowy day. Or you just sit back and relax and do nothing. So sometimes that's what you're supposed to do.
Well, I'm playing with Ginger because I've been chasing her all morning, you know. And I'm honestly going to say Callie running like a nut all over the house, and then she's just hiding, thinking you're crazy, you know. I see like a dog run whipping by me running. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you're gonna knock something over, you know. And in fact, with Ginger for the last couple hours just running by having fun.
Yeah, well, you don't have to worry about her knocking anything over.
I don't know about that.
All right, most
we'll
things
see.
She's not gonna knock over.
Yes, most things. Oh my goodness. Well, you have a very blessed day, and if Ginger and Joan show up, please come over, and we'll have snow cones and a snowball fight, Barbara.
Okay. Well, that sounds good, and I hope that
yeah.
you enjoy your day and your beautiful weather.
Yeah. I'm looking outside. It is beautiful when you just look out the window, you know?
Yeah.
And we've had the
All
plow
right.
come by a couple of times. Oh, my goodness. And as soon as the plow leaves, everything is covered again. So we're expecting a couple feet of snow.
Oh, wow. You are going to have fun.
Yeah.
I hope you have lots of hot chocolate.
You know what? I'm glad I was able to connect with you. And I said, this is the most important part of my day. I have to be able to connect for our beautiful show. So I'm glad that this happened. You
yeah,
know, that
me
I was
too.
Able to.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, we hope everyone is having a beautiful day, whether you have snow or not. And remember, it's time to let go of the things that are not important in your life anymore. We will be back on Thursday morning. And I was going to say something else, and it's completely gone. So I'll just let it go. Okay,
oh,
it's one of those days. All right, everyone.
Yes.
Thanks for listening, and we will talk to you again on Thursday. Bye-bye.
Bye.